Governor Abbott signs vital pro-veteran laws. Texas border business. Houston, Governor Greg Abbott ceremonially signed Senate Bill 1814, Senate Bill 1818, and House Bill 114 to make the lives of our nation's heroic veterans easier. Texas is home to more veterans than any other state, said Governor Abbott. We owe every member who serves our country the deepest appreciation that we have. America would not be America, we would not be the freest and strongest, most powerful country in the history of the world if it weren't for these soldiers willing to stand up and do the things they are doing. Texas will forever honor the service and sacrifice of those who served the United States of America. During his remarks, Governor Abbott touted that Texas is the number one state for jobs created by veteran-owned businesses, more than doubling the amount of those jobs since 2022. The governor also highlighted Senate Bill 2308, which he signed into law to provide matching funds for research of ibogaine, an emerging treatment for neurological and mental health conditions. Governor Abbott emphasized that ibogaine shows promise in treating opioid addiction and other behavioral health conditions, especially those affecting veterans. The governor was joined at the annual Combat Marine Outdoors, CMO, gala by Acting Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts Kelly Hancock, Representatives Charles Cunningham, Morgan Meyer and Dennis Paul, United States Marine Corps, USMC, RET. Colonel and CMO Co-Founder and President Alan Orr, USMC RET. Master Gunnery Sergeant and CMO Co-Founder and CEO Arturo Garcia, and other state and local officials. Senate Bill 1814, Hancock, Hefner, instructs the Texas Veterans Commission to establish and maintain an electronic database of contact information for service members leaving active duty who give consent. The database will allow state agencies and veteran organizations to access the information with the intent to provide individuals within the database with resources to veterans. Senate Bill 1818, Hancock, McQueeny, requires Texas licensing agencies immediately issue a provisional license recognizing the out-of-state licenses of military service members, veterans, and military spouses. House Bill 114, Cortez, Saffarini, consolidates responsibility of several veteran-related programs from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission to the Texas Veterans Commission.